Dough for the Dream. A quick update. As you know by now, hopefully, I try to provide entrepreneurs of any kind, startups or existing entrepreneurs, try to provide you useful information about financing, marketing, and business in general. I have doughforthedreamblog.com, this podcast at doughforthedream.podomatic.com. I give away a free book at doughforthedream.com, and I have a store of other useful books, ebooks, and CDs at doughforthedream.com/store, and that's doughforthedream.com. So, I answer my own emails and all that stuff too. If you ever have a question or have a subject matter you want me to talk about, jim@doughforthedream.com or 724-238-9799. Let's talk about this week. You know, I've been reading this from a few different places and kind of wanted to share with you some of this information. I think one of the, you know, there's new rules for marketing and PR, public relations and advertising, and I wanted to share some. I had a recent podcast very similar to this, so it kind of relates to it. You know, the rules have changed when in marketing and PR and advertising, and I think it's good news for most people. The small player, the small business owner, can be just as or more effective than the bigger businesses. You know, the web page is no longer about how it looks and, you know, being a fancy brochure online. That's what a web page used to be. If yours is like that, it's time to change it. The web is about content, it's about value, and it's about offering useful information to the client. Buyers are finding answers to their problems online. Yes, they go online to buy a book, to buy a DVD, a TV, research, this and that. But did you hear? Information. It's about research. They'll go on there to find information about their car, about cooking, about a diet, about how to build something, how to this, how to that, how to earn money, you know, investing. Insurance, how's the economy changing? What does the new healthcare bill? You know, they're looking for information. They're looking for answers to their problems online. They search Google, Bing, Yahoo, other news sites. They're active on Facebook, Twitter. They watch videos on YouTube. They listen to bloggers' advice and opinions. You know, basically anyone can put up a blog and say they're an expert, and people listen. And some of these people don't know what they're talking about. But there's people like you that do. You are an expert, I bet, in your industry, in your niche. Or maybe it's a hobby, but I bet you're passionate about it. You have opinions and advice that matter. You have information that you can share with others to help them. You know, information is done by, or, you know, marketing should be done by information marketing, is what I wanted to say. You know, you have to ask yourself, does your business, whether you're starting a business or you have an existing business, do you publish a content-rich website? Say, you know what, I'm a plumber, I'm what kind of information should I publish? Well, how to maintain your pipes, suggestions on, you know, should I use liquid plumber or not? Does it damage my plastic pipes? Does it damage my septic system? What should I do every month? Is there anything I can do to maintain my pipes? Or, you know, I have an old house. They have copper pipes. Is that okay? I have an old house with mixed, you know, you can write articles about that. Just think about, if you're a plumber, for instance, the last 10 calls that you went out on. What were they about? What were the problems? Were they all just clogged up drains underneath the kitchen? Okay, write an article or do a quick podcast like this, or a quick video, use a flip camera, or your computer camera. Do a quick blog, video, YouTube video, whatever. Write about, talk about, narrate, explain, educate about something in your industry. Talk about the clogged up kitchen drains. How can they prevent that? Is there anything they can do to get that finished? Okay, let's say you're in marketing. Explain your past 10 most frequent projects. You know, there's people out there that want your information. There's people out there that are hungry for it, and they welcome it. Do a blog, do a video, and have an ebook, have a CD, have something else. You know, the blogs, the charts, the graphs, these white papers, ebooks, they don't require big budgets. You can do it for virtually nothing. And you don't need the trade shows. You don't need the print advertising, the PR firms, and yellow pages from yesterday. You can do it for very less. You can do it for free. Now, what you want to think about when you're determining these things, target a specific audience. You know, create information, create a page, a blog, a WordPress site, a video, whatever. Create something that reaches an audience that is important to you. And I'll tell you, instead of trying to reach for the big market, for everybody, try to reach for a small niche, a small group of people, rather than to go large. You can always expand that. Create lots of links. Link your own sites and the blog and those of others in your industry and network. You know, is there a builder that you can link your publishing or your plumbing website with? Is there a way you can link your networking site, your Facebook, and other people in your own market? Link your sites and blogs with other people, colleagues, competitors. You know, be a thought leader. Provide valuable information and interesting information that people want to check out. Don't just give them, you know, some routine article. Give them something that, you know, if you were looking online, what would you really want? You know, cut through the BS. Offer them something really good. Show your expertise. Solve the buyer's problem. Solve them a problem. You know, participate. There's groups and forums and online discussions. Sometimes those seem like they're a waste of time, but you know, if you have some free time, instead of watching TV, instead of doing something meaningless, go on. Maybe you're helping someone else, and you might just gain some business out of it. And encourage people to contact you. So when you write a blog, when you do a video, when you do information like this, make it easy for people to reach you online. Write an article, 300 words, 400 words, 500 words. You can go to distributeyourarticles.com, articlemarketer.com, goarticles.com, ezinearticles.com, Yahoo Answers, HubPages, H-U-B, HubPages.com, CNN iReport. There's all sorts of ways to get your message out there. Some will distribute your article to multiple places. I have Distribute Your Articles. I write a few articles there. And at the bottom, it allows you a spot to put your website and different things. And for a monthly fee, they would distribute to 150 more or more websites out there. So with one click, my article can go to 150 or more websites. And people, you know, I'm sharing information. It's useful. I've had good feedback. And guess what? I get a little bit of business out of it. And it's free or it's a very small monthly payment, and it's worth it. You know, experiment. Some of these sites are going to be great for you. Some are not. They're going to work for different industries. Trust me, regardless what industry, regardless what hobby, regardless what passion you have, there's lots of people out there. And I say lots. It could be just thousands, but that's okay. You know, the new rules are like, you know, some people say, yeah, that sounds good, but you know, I'm a dentist, or I'm a lawyer, or I'm a real estate agent, or I'm a swim coach, or you know, I'm a this or that, and I'm a mechanic. I can't really offer anything. You know, that's ridiculous, because there's buyers and everywhere. Everyone has a problem in one of those things. Everyone would like to learn the top five ways to keep your teeth from getting a cavity, from improving your tooth enamel. Everyone would like to learn the five ways to, you know, work with a lawyer to write your own will. Five ways to improve your house to sell, your market value. You know, there's so many things out there that people would love to read, quick things, and if they're interested, they'll dig more. And if you can offer them more, they'll come to you. You know, there's a story about a dentist. I read this in a Dun & Bradstreet article online, dunandbradstreet.com. A dentist in Massachusetts grew her practice from $150,000 to $1 million in annual revenue. You know, she used to spend $2,000 a month in Yellow Page advertising to attract customers. But once she wrote a blog and an ebook, she attracted customers who added $10,000 to $15,000 of new revenue per month, and she stopped advertising in the Yellow Pages. So, what do you do? What should you write about? Write about something you know well, so that you're an expert. Write to solve a problem. Write an ebook. You know, the... Write an ebook as not a company, but as a person. You know, Jim Fry, expert at small business financing, sounds better than, you know, signature line financing. An ebook should be maybe the first one, at least, that you're going to give away or that you're going to sell for a less expensive amount, from 10 to 30 pages. You can give this away for free or charge a small amount, anywhere from $9.95 to $29.95, depending on what it contains. You know, I've purchased ebooks for $49 that were only maybe 25, 30 pages, and I was glad to pay it because there was at least one idea in there that was worth it. And you know, even if I only used that one idea, I was happy. You know, have a definite point of view, believe in what you're saying, be confident, and don't sell products. Don't be, you know, don't have it as a sales letter. Don't talk about what you're selling. Really try to provide education, information, and at the end, that's where you put like a paragraph or two where you tell them about a little bit yourself, a bio, and have another little paragraph. That's where you list your website and maybe a couple things that you're selling or services that you offer. You need a good title. It's not necessarily how to, but a top five reasons or a special report on, or the number one way to. And then use a subtitle that's longer that explains what the ebook is about. You can use the ebook as and save it as a PDF file, and I can share with you ways to do that. You can go into warriorforum.com and download a free PDF creator. You know, you can do a quick CD or a quick MP3 file. You can use podcasts and upload them to places like podomatic.com, like you're hearing today. And, you know, try to invest in a nice cover. Maybe do it yourself with Photoshop or something else. Hire someone on Elance, ELANCE.com, or guru.com, GURU.com. You can get people overseas for $20, $40, $50 to make a wonderful, great cover and a nice PDF file. They'll format it for you. Maybe create a squeeze page, a landing page. Again, go to those places and they can do it. So there's lots of ways you can get the word out there. These are mostly can be free ways. You can just generate the traffic, generate leads, generate a list to sell a product or service you already do, or you can create other products and services that you can resell. a CD, a video, a book, an ebook, whatever. So, you know, lots of people ask me about this. How do I start? It's not that hard. And don't wait for it to be perfect. Take the first step. Do a little research. I'd be glad to tell you more. I'd be glad to coach you. I've done it myself. I wish you good luck. Thank you.